From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space. So it feels good to connect and hear how everyone is doing. This week, more folks from our community submitted captain's logs. You can submit a captain's log too. Just email amya@kxci.org and I'll send you instructions. It's really easy, I promise, and we would love to hear from you. Quarantine, the current situation. These are the stories of our community, its continuing mission to stay well and stay safe, to seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another, to boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of Captain's Logs.
Captain's Log, stardate 28th, 2020. This is Captain Marco speaking, captain of the starship My Room. And I'm kind of, I don't know. I'm doing well. School started again. They did a lot better than last year, because last year was sort of a surprise about the whole COVID thing, but I've been playing a lot of video games, watching a lot of TV. I really like Doctor Who. I've started watching Doctor Who, and it's really weird, but I love it. I have been mostly eating rice plus miscellaneous items like soup, salsa, turkey pepperoni. I've been eating corn dogs, various sandwiches. I've just started making calzones, which has been interesting because it's like a pizza sandwich. But, yeah. We got some laser pointers recently to play with our cat, who I have here. Her name is Missy. But we ended up just playing with them ourselves, doing sort of a laser light show thing. It was pretty fun. Been reading a lot of books. I just got a book today in the mail. I ordered it off Amazon. It's a D&D book, which I was really excited about. And I know, it's like, it's kind of been a little depressing because it's been hard to connect with all your friends and stuff, but I kind of worked it out. And hopefully this whole COVID thing blows over so we can go outside again. This has been Captain Marco signing off.
What is your favorite color?
I don't know.
What is the land speed of a bird flying north by northwest?
Depends, African swallow or American?
No, this is the worst rendition of Monty Python.
I think we're just goofing off now.
Oh, we're totally goofing off. Okay. What is your name?
Marco.
What is your favorite color?
Purple.
What is your quest?
To stop doing this captain's log as fast as possible.
Right. Off you go.
This is Stevie Rose, Captain's Log. Stardate. What day is it? Oh, March 92nd, 2020. It's been 135 days since I've been in quarantine. It's not all bad, though. The walls and I have become pretty good friends. I think my cat's a little confused as to why I'm here all the time. I gave up trying to be the next great baker and finish all the books in my to-read list 85 days ago. Now, if I don't overwater my plants, binge watch 3 seasons of a Netflix show in one day, and shove a vegetable in my mouth at some point, I call that a pretty good day. My eating habits oscillate somewhere between a whole box of honey buns in one sitting and mountains of takeout, dotted with a few hearty full course meals every blue moon. Other than that, I try to spend my days working, or trying to work, being patient with my fluctuating creativity and wondering when the heck Saturn's going to get out of Capricorn. My small crew of 4 have been my primary source of joy. We visit each other's houses with treats, make art, discuss liberation and the socio-political implications of our favorite cartoons, and just try to celebrate each other and conjure joy where we can. I've been feeling a lot of different things lately. Like a blank canvas, wistful and ready, a cluttered room, restless, confused. Like a song that's coming undone at the end. I guess we'll see where the tempo stops and the music fades.
Take our clothes off.
From KXCI in Tucson, this is the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing.
Nikki Reck, Captain's Log, stardate August 52nd, 2020. Peme Animal Care Center has been operating on an appointment basis for several months now. Many pets are being adopted and fostered, which is great. We're also still taking in 25 to 50 pets every single day, although that number is starting to increase. We think that these really hot temperatures lately have something to do with that. We're also getting an increase in calls asking about friendly stray pets. So we've been asking folks if they mind helping us reunite them with their owners, because we have found that most lost pets turn up very close to their homes. Big thank you to everyone who's been helping us with that. Our pets have been enjoying all the donated food, treats, and toys. Misty, our longest stay cat, is requesting more costumes for her wardrobe. She has a bee costume, a spider costume, and a pirate costume, so anything else would really add to that wide array of costumes. Atticus, our longest stay dog, would like more tennis balls. Our staffers and volunteers are asking for more hours in a day or a time turner like Hermione had in Harry Potter. Can any of you magically help supply that?
DJ El Toro. Captain's Log, stardate August 30th, John Peel's birthday. Happy anniversary to me, 6 months in quarantine. Enjoying watching the chickens grow up. We've decided that Edie is probably not a rooster, but I am convinced that Tilda is at least part Muppet. Doing my best to prepare at least one meal a day. In general, I default to preparing something large, cowboy caviar, macaroni and cheese, and doling it out over the course of several meals. It's better than eating Pop-Tarts all day. I find myself incredibly grateful for the mail. My walk to the mailbox is my only exercise. I've received some wonderful parcels and letters these past few weeks. My friend Carolyn sent photos from a DJ gig at the turn of the century in Austin, Texas. My friend Aaron sent a hand-painted watercolor of the cover art of a Yaz album. And Michael, thank you so much for the Bananarama face mask.
Stardate 8-28-2020, this is Bridget Thumb, reporting from Armory Park in beautiful downtown Tucson, Arizona, where Thumb Studios in residence. I am an artist in residence, so much of my life has been enhanced by the fact that I don't leave my house. So my houseplants have all propagated, my hair has grown really long, I've decided to start underwater gardening, which is basically a lot of fish tank maintenance and careful monitoring of water temperatures and levels of things like pH and CO2 and stuff like that. It's fun. It's really fun to have a hobby. And, you know, I highly recommend a hobby, whatever it might be, if it's something that you enjoy doing. This summer I did a lot of summertime camp crafting kind of stuff. I made a whole bunch. I made 11 coasters out of rope and different things like found string and yarn. Yeah, that's a fun project. I think my next project is going to be making God's eyes. Remember those? Those were fun. I think I'll make some of those. Maybe I'll make some really big ones. That would be awesome. So, yeah, I'm staying crafty. Me and my little neon tetras and my ghost shrimp and my duckweed and my frog bit. Those are some of the plants I have on my desk, and they're a joy to watch. But I have to keep my light. I can't keep my light on all the time, so this is nice. Like, for the sake of my fish, I have to turn the light off so that the tank doesn't grow too much algae. So that's going on. I know, it's interesting, right? What have I been eating? I've been eating a lot of tacos lately. Corn tortillas, man. Yes. And you can have breakfast tacos, lunch tacos, dinner tacos, and after dinner tacos, which are the best. So that's, I'm going through a taco phase. But I've also been into watermelon because it is late summer. And something about watermelon always makes me feel like it might rain if I have watermelon. I guess it's the food version of if you wash your car. working at KXCI has been a pleasure and an honor, and I've been able to help a lot of people, which is one of the things that brings me so much joy. I've also been able to put together music mixes, and that's like a constant thing that I'm looking forward to. So I'm always looking forward to either Monday from 1 to 3 or Friday from 1 to 3, because that's when I get to do the bridge mix. But I also help other programmers get their shows on the air too. And I'm really grateful for programmers like Amy A, who are innovating and making new shows to keep up with the times, to keep KXCI fresh and real and sincere radio. Sincerely, I love KXCI. Listeners supported means so much, and you mean so much. Well, that's how I'm doing, so thanks for asking. Live long and prosper. This is Bridget Thumb, signing out. Boop.
The pandemic isn't over just because you're over it. The pandemic isn't over just because you're over it. The pandemic isn't over just because you're over it.
Let me tell you again,
the pandemic isn't over just because you're over it.
The pandemic isn't over just because you're over it.
The pandemic isn't over just because you're over it.
The pandemic isn't over just because you're over it.
The pandemic isn't over just because you're over it.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me. Tonight we heard logs from my son Marco, aka DJ Plutonium, local Tucson musician Stevie Rose, an update from Pima Animal Care Center from Nikki, and DJs El Toro and Bridget Thumb. Thank you for sharing your life with us today, Marco, Stevie, Nikki, El Toro, and Bridget. Sending good thoughts your way. As for music, you heard a new release from Tucson artist and logger Stevie Rose, teaming up with Matea and Shakina for the song Into Me. We also heard music from Niels Fromm, Nathan Fake, shortwave broadcaster, and a little song about the pandemic from Hebo on the Web. You can find our complete playlist and listen to all past Captain's Log programs at kxci.org. You can submit your own log for a future show by emailing me at amya@kxci.org. It's easy, and I can help you if you are new to recording. I'm Amy A, signing off for tonight, leaving you with a conversation between Captain Hikaru Sulu and Tuvok, one of his officers, from Star Trek Voyager, and this is about Sulu's decision to rescue his friends.
Captain, Am I correct in assuming that you have decided to embark on a rescue mission?
That's right. Do you have a problem with that, Ensign?
I do. It is a direct violation of our orders from Starfleet Command, and it could precipitate an armed conflict between the Klingon Empire and the Federation.
Objection noted. Resume your station.
Sir, as a Starfleet officer, it is my duty to formally protest.
Tuvok!
A pretty bold statement for an ensign, with only 2 months space duty under his belt.
I am aware of my limited experience, but I am also very much aware of Starfleet regulations and my obligation to carry them out.
That's enough. Ensign, you're relieved. I'm sorry about this, Captain. I assure you it will not happen again.
Ensign, you're absolutely right. But you're also absolutely wrong. You'll find that more happens at the bridge of a starship than just carrying out orders and observing regulations. There's a sense of loyalty to the men and women you serve with. A sense of family. Those two men on trial, I served with them for a long time. I owe them my life, a dozen times over, and right now they're in trouble, and I'm going to help them. Let the regulations be damned.
Sir, that is a most illogical line of reasoning.
You better believe it.
Live long and prosper.